أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك ولذلك خلقهم وتمت كلمة ربك لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about the destruction of different nations, communities, and the main reason was Allah Ta'ala had sent down Anbiya alayhi wassalam through His compassion and His mercy, and to invite mankind towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then there was kufr on this earth. And kufr in itself creates enmity in the heart, and there will always be opposition between kufr and iman. Kufr, as we saw in the incident of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, frustration begins to breed in the heart of a kafir, and that creates opposition against the believers. Now the question would have always been, why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not make everybody believers? So Allah Ta'ala discusses this aspect, and Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, if your Rabb had so desired, لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, then Allah Ta'ala would have made man one. One would mean on one creed, one belief. Everybody could have been believers. But there are two aspects to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's qualities. One is the quality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's jamali, Allah Ta'ala's beauty, and one is the quality of Allah Ta'ala's jalali, Allah Ta'ala's might. And Allah Ta'ala wants to show both these aspects, and then together with that, the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ, that they would have continued then and they would have lived, and they do live, mukhtalifin, as oppositions to each other. So if Allah Ta'ala so wanted to, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have created everyone as one, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wisdom required that man be in two sectors, those who are believers and those who are deniers, those who are disbelievers, those who are kafirs. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this is a great wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that how complacent would believers have become if there were no non-believers. I think at this particular time, when we can see this onslaught on Gaza, it rejuvenates the iman of the believers. What rejuvenated the iman of the believers? The hatred and the enmity of the disbelievers. That is, we see it all the time. And hence, this is that wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence Allah says, they would have continued to live in this state of dispute between themselves. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, except that person whom your Rabb had mercy upon, and Allah Ta'ala had bestowed him with iman. That iman is the mercy that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And that is why we hear it all the time. One aspect that sometimes gets left out of our lives is our shukr for iman. We make shukr for the dunyawi things, the material things that Allah gives us. We count that as great ni'mats of Allah. But what Allah has given us and sown within our hearts, that we forget, is a great ni'mat of Allah, that ni'mat of iman, that is the rahmah and the result of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ, and that is why Allah Ta'ala had created mankind. Why? To show the different qualities of Allah Ta'ala. The wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, the qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beauty, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala's kindness, and also the qualities of the majesty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows the whole array of Allah Ta'ala's qualities upon mankind all at the same time. Then Allah Ta'ala concludes, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكُ, and the word, that is the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, has been concluded. Allah Ta'ala has decided, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, that assuredly I will fill Jahannam with insan, with mankind, with jinnat and mankind, all of them together. That is again the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in these ayat we learn two very, very important aspects, that as much as we have iman, we should appreciate that iman and we should rejuvenate that iman. And secondly, that iman is a result of the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.